You're listening to the Inside the Mix podcast with your host, Mark Matthews.
Hello and welcome to the Inside the Mix podcast. I'm Mark Matthews, your host, musician, producer, and mix and mastering engineer. You've come to the right place if you want to know more about your favorite synth music artists, music engineering and production, songwriting, and the music industry. I've been writing, producing, mixing, and mastering music for over 15 years, and I want to share what I've learned with you. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Inside the Mix podcast. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. If you are a new listener, please do hit that subscribe button. This is a continuation of the Producer Song from Kickstart series, and this is what we're going to be covering in today's episode. Okay, so without further ado, let's dive in. Okay, folks, so what I want to do with this now is I want to create an intro. So at the moment, I've got an intro that sounds like this. Okay, well, it's not even really an intro, it's just the beginning. So what I've done is I've duplicated the chords to the beginning and also the snaps. So it's this. Okay, now what I want to do is I'm going to go into my cymbals and I want to have like a reverse sort of sound in there. And I'm just going to see what I have available. Okay, so that sounds pretty cool. So what I'm going to do with this is in Logic, I'm sure you can do this with other DAWs, is I'm going to reverse that sample. So it now sounds like this. But obviously that would be too long. So I'm just going to reduce the length of that sample, and I'm going to play it. Sound a bit of a fade at the beginning. I'm going to play it with the track. Just got to find out which key it is. There it is. Okay, and let's put that in. So let's get back to the beginning. There it is, and let's record that. Okay, that'll do. And I'm just going to go into that MIDI now and edit that. So there we go. I don't think it's in the right time, so maybe I need to move it. Let's try it there. Let's try it from the beginning. That's still not quite right. I think the sample's too long, so let's go back into the sample and let's make that shorter. Let's try that. It's better. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to duplicate that and I'm going to have it all the way until, let's try it. I'll figure out when I want it to stop. Probably about there. Yeah. Okay, one more and then it's gonna go into the next section. Okay, cool. So let's quickly play that intro. Okay, cool. Okay, now what I want is like a vocal phrase or a one shot to come in at the beginning. So at the moment, it sounds like this. and I want something to come in there. So I'm just going to look at what vocal phrases I have here, one shots, and I want something in E minor because I want to make my life easier, basically. That's quite cool. So let's drag that to the beginning. So I duplicated a previous track. It's already got the gain. It's got some sends already in there as well. And let's see how that sounds. It's quite cool, but what I'm going to do is if I hover over the right-hand side in this, of this region and then press Option, I can drag that and it will time stretch it. Sort of brings it into time. I could go in and make it more in time or time stretch it better, but I'll roll with that for now. And I'm going to stick another effect on that. I'm going to go and see what Logic has. I want a tremolo. Let's give that a go. And let's try reverse ramp. Let's see what that sounds like. It's quite cool. Just bring back the depth. Quite like that. Maybe a touch more. Try that again and again. Okay. I don't know if this is going to work. I'm just going to try that. Those two. So what I've done here is I've got the two vocal one shots over the top. Maybe I'll do it like on every other one or every bar. What I might do is I might duck it out for the beginning. So when it comes in with like the second vocal phrase, so there's nothing there. And then it'll come in now. Nice. One thing I will say is that sort of reverse ride sample that I've got needs to come down in the mix, but we'll leave it as it is for now. Cool. Okay, folks, and now what I want to do is this. I've got my intro pad, my verse pad, and I'm going to stick an EQ on it because I want to automate the high cut filter of an EQ. I'm going to set it to around about 800 hertz. Let's see what that sounds like. Quite sure. About there, I think. We'll roll with it. So that's around 800 hertz, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the automation lane for this summing stack. I'm going to find my channel EQ, high cut frequency. I'm going to get it. Turn on the automation lane. I want to make this a bit bigger. Command and arrow down. Command arrow right to make it zoom in. And I want to have, so I'm going to put two nodes in there. I'm going to have that 200. And I want around bar 13, I want it to come up to about, let's go about 2 kilohertz, so 200 hertz. And then it's going to go all the way up to 20. Actually, it probably doesn't need to go that high, about 1200 hertz when it gets to bar 21. Let's see how that sounds. I'm going to drag it down a bit, actually. So start just below 500 hertz now. Okay, that sounds pretty cool. One thing I failed to mention there actually is I went in and actually changed the timing of that ride symbol. So you'll find that now it actually comes in on the odd bar, so 3, 7, 11, 15, and 19. I've actually reduced the amount as well because it was conflicting with the crash. So it probably sounds slightly different to what it did before. So yeah, so just to go over that again, I reduced the amount of ride symbol reverses that are, and I put them on every odd bar. So 3, 7, 11, 15, and 19. So there we go. And all I've done there is I've added some automation to the high cut frequency of that EQ on the intro pad. Okay, folks, so that is the end of this episode. So what we've done today is we've created an intro, so albeit a short one for this track. So I duplicated the intro chords, and I also duplicated the snaps in the beginning, the chords or the pads rather. I put a filter on there, or rather an EQ, sorry, and I automated the filter cutoff of that EQ. I also added a one-shot vocal at the beginning with a bit of tremolo, and we also added a reverse ride cymbal in there as well. And it sounds like this. Okay, pretty subtle, but there you go, you get the idea. So if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit subscribe. If you're watching this, or rather listening to this on your podcast player of choice, also don't forget to hit subscribe. And also, folks, the Producer Kickstart series. If you want to learn more about music production, songwriting, mixing, or anything along those lines, also including content creation and how to grow your fan base, sign up and join me for one of the free Producer Kickstart series or sessions, and you can feature on the podcast. It'll be about 20, 25 minutes. It's free, as I say. It's a Producer Kickstart, and you can head over to www.insidethemix.podia.com and you can sign up now for one of those sessions and feature on the podcast.
Hey, this is the Artist Gray T-Shirt Problem, and my favorite episode of Inside the Mix podcast is episode 40, where Mark talks to Zach Vortex about staying consistent with your mixes and your releases, and that has been very challenging for me to do, and so it's kind of lit a fire under me to start doing more releases and staying consistent with the releases that I put out.
Whoa! Before you go, make sure to snag your free test master from Synth Music Mastering. Imagine enhancing your music with my steadfast dedication to quality and that personalized touch. And here's the kicker, it's absolutely free, no cost at all. Simply head over to synthmusicmastering.com or click the link in the episode description to claim your free test master.